He just laughed at it.
Would you ever use the head for anything?
Oh, well, yeah.
Meat from the head, what would you use that for?
Well, would cook it and eat it. My mother, she'd have so many hog heads. She'd put them in a big wash pot and boil them all. They'd slip off the bone easy. Then she'd just tear them all to pieces and put them in a container, put some weight on it, press it, make sauce out of it. She'd season it. That's good eating. Boy, I like that sauce.
How'd she season it?
She put salt and pepper and whatever it needs. I don't know. I don't know if I could make any as good as she did. I could give it a try. She could sure make it.
Did you? Now, the parts of the ham that you sometimes that you cut up, what'd you call the meat between maybe the shoulders and the ham?
That's middling. Side meat.
Side meat.
They make bacon out of that. That's where your bacon comes from, right out of the side of the hog.
How'd you make bacon?
Well, you cure it, slice it. That's about all there is to it.
Do you buy bacon?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Slice thin to eat with your eggs?
Yeah.
Well, would you ever put any sort of, what part of the hog might you put in your greens to season?
Side meat. Salt meat, they call it. That's the best seasoning it is.
It's pretty good.
Put all that salt stuff in there. And you know what? Turnip greens are one of the best foods that God ever put on this earth, I think. It's best for the people, and it tastes good.
It is. I agree with it. I like turnip greens.
It's sure fine. I can just eat myself sick with it.
You can eat them day and you can eat them today and tomorrow and all the time of the year.
Oh yeah. I had turnip greens yesterday. It come out of a can, but it don't taste like that to get off the turnip.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, how'd you keep it? How'd you keep the meat?
I would salt it down, leave it so many days. And then we'd go take it up and wash it. And hang it up, build a hickory smoke under it, on the floor of the smokehouse. Just let it smoke about 10 days or 2 weeks. He'd go out there every afternoon and pick that hickory wood so he knew it'd smoke all night. And then he, next morning he'd go out there and do it again. He'd keep a smoke on that meat. Have a smokehouse hanging full of it. Big old pretty hams, shoulders, sides. We didn't process it like they're doing these packing houses and making that bacon. We just take a side and cut it up in slices and cook it.
What did you use to cut hogs with?
When we killed them?
Yeah.
We had knives, butcher knives.
Big old
buddy, when he